sent you a couple of pictures what we were looking at on the deck when the eye came out. When the eye got on us, it got real calm, and then it finished flooding us after the eye went through. The water switched directions too when the eye, after the eye came through. That was weird in the streets.
Yeah, see, I got the pictures. I'm looking at them now.
94AZE. Motion. I had fixed it up. I put new tires on it, brakes. I repainted the truck. I mean, I'll drive the wheels off something. She was complaining about it. Said it looks bad. And so, well, I fixed it up and had got everything done with it. Put new window regulators in it. You know, I'll drive it for a while. And I'm not, darn it, it killed it.
That's salt. It's done.
She went down on the what do you call it, the platform, you know, between levels, and stuck her head under there and took the pictures, and because we couldn't get down because the water was up, you know, couldn't. So she got them up. She said, let me show you the truck. Your truck's fine, isn't it? When the water goes down, I looked down and said, our truck's dead. I said, what's the golf cart look like? She said, well, everything's underwater but the roof.
It's pretty much done at that point, that's for sure.
They live inland, the ones that rent a couple of their houses down there. They came over and they brought us a Jeep. They knew we were in trouble, so they dropped us off a Jeep so we could drive, and because we had to stay down there a few more days to find us a truck, you know. And so they left us that, and we stayed a few more days, ate some pizza and junk, and, you know, they were IDing everybody coming in and off the island, you know. It was strange.
You lose, got to come in and see what happened.
It was good. Both causeways, they had them. You had to go through Gestapo to get on, you know, on the island.
Thing, and that's what a lot of happened up here in Helene. You had a lot of gatekeepers, and some of them were doing it for the right reason, and some of them were not.
We don't have much problem. Really, no problem there because, you know, crooks and things, they like to have. They don't like to just, you know, just one exit or something. They want to be able to get out of there, you know.
You definitely want to have more one way in and out, if at all possible.
But that's what I was looking at. We stay on the top floor, and the kids, we did the bottom floor for them that way, because they'll stay up later than us, and, you know, we go to bed. We don't hear them down there, you know.
If they're on the bottom floor, you don't have them stomping around on the ceiling while you're trying to sleep.
When they're by ourselves, you know, Vicky and I, we'll usually go a couple of times, at least two times, you know, through the winter, you know, and go hang out a little bit. But we didn't this year. We had a lot of other stuff going on. And now we're down there a pretty good bit in the summer.
I don't think I've ever been to Myrtle Beach or Polly's Island, anywhere down there like that.
Really a beach person myself. I don't go out on the beach much. Only reason I like the food, you know, the fresh seafood and stuff, and some of the neighbors, and I don't, you know, I played golf there a lot. Now I don't do the golf or anything, but we find things to do. You know, Vicky likes to go to the beach. She still likes that. I'll go with her once in a while, and we'll walk and stuff. But, you know, now Myrtle, I hadn't been there years and years, and I got no use for Myrtle Beach. It's too fast lane.
KO4HKX, I just have no desire for that. It's probably the reason I don't go.
Vicky loved the beach when we were kids dating and all. She loved the beach. Her parents went and they stayed down there summertime for a few weeks. And so we started doing that. I wound up, I left the car, got an old junker and left it at the airport down at Georgetown. And we'd fly back and forth from the house, you know, and, you know, be there an hour, depending on, sometimes we'd sightsee on the way, take a couple hours, but typically we could get there in about an hour, you know, just wheels up, wheels down, and it had us a little car to drive. We did that in the 90s and stuff.
Probably wouldn't be too bad, but I don't know, it's, what, a five-hour drive from here, where I'm at, and I just don't see that it's worth it to me.
Well, now we do it a different way. We used to go, with it 20, and hit 95, stuff like that, but now we go the back road. It still takes us 4.5, something like that. The little towns, all the little towns and stop and stuff. So it'll take us 5 hours to get there, time we do our stopping and stuff and stretching legs and some of the old country stores, you know, that time forgot.
That would be the fun part of going.
I hate driving stuck in a car for that long, but when we do it like that, it's neat. You know, we stop at different places, and it's old towns and things you go through, you know, like Pinewood and little names and just old historic towns, and it did. Time forgot them. They're just still there.
That's the fun part about getting out and exploring some of these older back roads, and just don't even have a plan or know where you're going. You just start heading in a direction.
I told Vicki, I said, let's go another way. Let's do something different. So we did that. We explored different directions, and some of them, it takes longer than you think, but you see stuff you didn't realize was there.
And like I said, that's the fun part. Used to be that way up here till the hurricane hit. You get out and ride around and find some of these old small towns or communities. You know, they might only have one or two businesses in them. But, you know, it's just neat to get out and look around.
An old store, we'll go by that way sometimes. It's called Mr. Bunkie's. It's a... I forget the name of the road. It might be a part of... I forget the number of that road. I couldn't tell you numbers how to get there. I just know how to get there. But it's an old country store, and it's a big place. They do lunch and all that, and that's where all the National Guard must be near there somewhere, because they're always eating there. And it's got an upstairs where you can go up there and go through all these... I mean, stuff from the 20s, you know, they got for sale up there on consignment.
Old antiques and old, just back when things were quality.
Things that are for sale, tools I've never seen. I don't know what they use them for, hand tools and things.
Amazing, some of that stuff. You know, one of the dealerships I worked at, the Chevy dealership, the building in it was actually originally put up as a Chevy dealership in the early 1900s, and it had some of the old tools you had in there for working on those, and it was pretty neat to see some of that stuff.
But, they've got another store that's got, it's like that. It had to be built in the 30s or something. Is it still there? And it's got a hardware section in it that's got stuff I've never seen before. I mean, new stuff, new old stock, and even like nails. They got a big old humongous thing. It's like a Christmas tree with layers, and there's different size nails in each one, you know, and you can, like a Lazy Susie, and you just go in and get you a bag full of nails and weigh them. And, you know, I guess how they got nails in the old days, you know, it's pretty high too, and it's got from the small nails all the way down to the big long nails. You got one area, they're smoking hams and things, and they might have 50 hams hanging in there curing in this big old oven-like thingy or whatever it is, glass thing back there. You can buy you a ham. It's old stuff, like in the 30s or something, 20s.
Old general store. Yeah, that'd be pretty neat.
That's what these places are, and there's a lot of them down through there that we didn't know about.
And what you'll find when you get out and just look around.
I've been considering crazy. I was talking to Vicky last week, you know, we were cooped up, and I said, you know, I might consider another little plane, especially for him, you know, a little two-seater. They've got a, have you ever heard of an RV, airplane brands RV?
I don't know that much about planes at all. I know how the theory works, and that's about it.
Theory. Pressure. It's a little two-seater. It got a little luggage room in the back. You take a bag, because we don't take anything. We keep our clothes down there and everything, you know. So, but I thought about getting one. They'll cruise 190 pretty easily, you know, and you'd be at the beach and, you know, pretty quick. And I thought about getting one of those. They're not too expensive, really. They're, and I thought, well, the grandson, he's coming up. I'll see in a couple of years, as long as the health holds up and I can still pass, you know. Walking around an idea, you know. I got plenty of room in here. It's a small airplane.
Your place out one day.
About 35 years. Just a little grass airstrip, and it's we're kind of in the country, Patrick. I mean, we were in the country when we bought here, and it's kind of remained that way. You know, we're all private, so we got a private road and everything. So, but we leave the city in about 3 minutes. We're in the country here. You know, at the house, at least it's still in the country. The sectional, we're SC86.
The country, just because I know the general area.
Well, you know, I found this place flying. I was flying one day, and this is back in the 80s. And I looked down, I said, dadgum, that looks like an airstrip. So I landed here. You know, it wasn't anything here. It was just an airstrip and an old guy. And I landed, and he came out wanting to know what I was doing. That's why I love landing places, you know, in this plane here. And we got to talking and all, and we got along, you know. And he asked me if I was married. I said, yeah, I got a little kid. Yeah, I got a little young'un. And he said, I'd like to meet him. So he came out there. I had to get back in the plane. I didn't know how to get there by land. I had to get back and fly it and pot a course back to it from our other house. And we got, and he said, how'd you like to live here? I said, oh, man, I'd love that. And so he told Vic, he said, you pick you out a couple of acres here and anywhere you want. So she got first shot of where she wanted to build a house at.
For HGX, that's pretty neat. Neat way to find a place.
W4 Fox Jerry Mike, morning guys.
Hey Fred, go ahead and get your son. I'll stand by here and talk to you too. And 4A's Eddie.
Hey, thanks. Well, I'm probably a little early. This cold morning, I'm KD4FDI, W4FCM. Guys, very kind of you. W4FCM listening.
And always, just come in here and let us know. We'll get out of the way.
Here, so you're never in the way. Just enjoy hearing you and wait for wife to wake up and son to come up, open the blinds and get the day going. Happy Friday, W4 Fox, Johnny Mike.
Fridays, even though I'm retired, I still there's something about a Friday.
And it's just something about it bringing in the weekend.
So where are you?
Coffee right after you left a while ago, and so I've just been sitting here drinking that and listening.
Guess I'm usually just hook up to an IV and they don't have to leave.
First cup yet, so actually I'm also do not like needles, so I don't think I'll ever quite go the IV route. But, Patrick, you're going to be there tomorrow, I guess, right?
I'll be there today.
I won't today, but I think the wife and I are trying to come in about 11:30 tomorrow for a little while, and then go find some new hiking trail up there she was reading about that's got, like, boardwalk access, so it makes it easier on her, especially when she can't see out of one eye.
Look forward to meeting you guys.
Not going to bring anything other than maybe an HT on the talk-in frequency there, Simplex.
Well, there'll be radios there, don't worry.
Part of field days, though, is not the the talking on the radios, it's the talking face-to-face and meeting the people.
That's definitely the better part of it for me, too.
Where are you going to park on?
Be on all bands. We're going to try to meet the goals for winter field day, so we'll be on every band. But there's a talk-in frequency, and I have to look it up. Unless, Marshall, you got it in front of you.
Step in a minute here.
Too good of a ham anymore. I don't participate in any of that. I just use the radio for what we're doing here, and then I'm done.
That's what I use it for most of the time, too. I don't get on HF very, very little. Not my thing to just contesting. I'm going more for the meeting the guys, the camaraderie, and the information gathering.
Anyway, I don't, last night we were on in the evening, a group of us get together, and Italy tends to come in a lot at nighttime. They'll come in and fall in your lap and want to talk, and we'll talk to them for a few minutes, you know, but, you know, a lot of the foreign stations will pop in on you like that. We don't chase it. It just happens to come in, and we talk with them. They're real nice, and we talked to Greece last night. The guy came in and said hello. You never know where anybody's from. It's funny.
The talk-in frequency is 146.550.
I got using the 2 meters for that.
It's also GMRS Channel 4, and so I'm not sure, you know, if I'll come with a radio for that or not. I think it's just mainly to get the wife out of the house. I'm old and boring, it seems, compared to having the kids around here. When they leave, the excitement level went down for her, and now she's missing her kids. So I can understand a mama doing that, but I'm going to get her out of the house tomorrow.
What you mean? They're gone.
I can understand the way my mama would feel and my grandparents would feel when we go on vacation in Kentucky and then start to leave and both of them are trying to cry. Now, I can understand some of that now.
We all live together here close by within 5 minutes of each other, but at the beach now when we all, Vicky and I'll usually go down, we've gone down there a couple of weeks ahead of the kids and they'll come down and they'll stay there for a couple of weeks and then of course we'll stay a little longer sometimes and then when they're all leaving it's kind of sad, you know, they have to leave, go back to work, we don't.
Work schedules and school and everything else, my kids will come up and try to cram a week into 3 or 4 days, long weekend type thing, and you just run constantly and that's not my idea of a vacation.
What you mean?
As on 7228 or have woke up and are on the radio now. So 40 meters are starting to get a little busy, and that's where I go after we get off of here. So this is my morning routine, get up and talk to you guys, and then hit the nets on 40 meters, and then I'm on and off throughout the rest of the day.
Enjoy that. Once in a while, I'll go up and join the group in the mornings. They're on from now until about 8:30 or so. Sometimes I get in there, and then sometimes I don't. And then I don't mess with the radio again until nighttime, you know, for about an hour.
I really need to start checking in regularly, or more regularly than I am now, to the net here every night at 9 o'clock.
I was down in the shop, and I'm not at 9 o'clock at night, I'm not in the shop, and my handheld, I got to get it going again. It's not working right now.
We definitely love hearing you guys come in there overnight as net controllers. That makes it worth it.
Fine. I got a charger. I need to look through the truck. It may be in the truck. but I got a charger that plugs in the wall, you know. I found that plug in the truck, and so I brought it with me, and I don't know what I've done with it since.
Plugs, you can get a variable seat or variable voltage charger with multiple plugs, can fit multiple things, and I use that for a desk power here if I got to power something up where I'm testing or playing with it, and I don't want to work it into my whole power system. So you can get on the radio in there pretty easy if you tried, bud.
If I tried, that's the thing. I haven't really tried this. The charger, this guy's, it's like a little cup. It's got a bunch of little prongs sticking up that you fit in. I don't think it's I can find a universal for it. It's here somewhere, maybe in the cabinet upstairs.
Floor plans, antenna plans. Plans on changing power underneath the desk here, but crawling underneath the desk and screwing a power strip in down there to the bottom of the desk and then removing the wires around and all that. Makes for good sense and makes for good plans, but I'm a little slow on the doing part.
Yeah, the execution part's always the hard part.
Yep, N4AZE. This is different off subject, but where's Brandon? Hadn't heard him.
Check into the net Wednesday night.
Well, he may have been starting. You know, he started a new job, I think he was going to, so that could have something to do with it. I like to used to like listening to Gary, especially when he called that thing on, I think it was Wednesday nights, SwapNet or something.
SwapNet on Wednesday night.
He's kind of comical sound. I like him.
He'd love to have you come into his net, too.
Tuesday night with Walt and every Wednesday night with Gary on there. And that's how I got to know my way around the area. People say where they were or something like that, and I'd be looking up on a map.
Easy to talk to. He's especially, I think, for a new ham because he's just so welcoming, you know.
That grandpa effect going on.
Yep, just like that, Grandpa Fair. You said it good.
How about it?
I don't know what this means, because I've asked Vicky, I said, what is he saying? I can't figure this out, but he'll say, it'll be something about an item that it's up for sale, and he'll say, got a such and such, and they want so and so for it, and this and that. And he says, it's something like, anybody have any feels? And I said, what is he saying? I don't know what that is.
If anybody needs any feels, to fill in your gaps in your information.
LL. Yes, I couldn't figure that out. Okay, that's if you need the info on it. Okay. I'm good now. If you need any more info on it.
QRZ and lift the guys up, and especially the neck controllers, but they had pictures on there, man. You know, you look on there, no, that doesn't sound like that guy I'm seeing in the picture sometimes.
Well, if you come over to the 146640 machine, they do have a slow scan TV net at 7 o'clock where you can get pictures.
Into slow scan TV. I'm not much of a digital guy. I'll do some FT8. I got one radio down here. It's going to be dedicated to FT8. But when I upgraded the firmware on the other day, I lost all transmit, it seems. So I got to do that again and straighten that out. But I'm not really into slow scan TV.
Here's what you think now. There's an app for your phone. If you open it up and just lay it on the desk there with your phone and it can hear your radio, it will decode the picture and put it on the screen for you. And then to send a picture, you just click send on your phone and it sends it the same way.
Yeah, and I've checked in the nets to help him out some few times and then went over and looked at pictures off the web link there. But, they're interesting to see sometimes, but I'm not really into, doing it myself.
The only way I know you're going to get a picture of that, of the net controllers, unless somebody starts broadcasting it on YouTube or something like that.
Fred wants to holler at his son,
picture, which is real easy to do on the QRZ page. I got a picture of my shack, which I do need to update when I finish this project I'm on now.
Hey, son, again.
Marshall, we'll be back in just a second.
Holler at your son. It's when we get off of here and get on the 40 and say hello to the group up there. Hadn't done that in a few days.
40.
Like we're doing here, it's a net, we call it, but it's not an official, you know, it's just a rag chew. But it's 7181.
7181. What's the time on that?
7 o'clock till 8:30. There's a we hold it for another group that takes over when we leave, so they just merge into us around 8:30, and then they've got it for a half hour. But we don't have a name or anything; just a group of guys. But here in the mornings, it's the way the sun's going. It's the band's not really ready till about 7:30 or so, you know.
After that, there's a group kind of like, I don't know if they got a name, at 7228, and then there's a few guys so sporadic at 7230, and then on 7225 at like 730 or so, the pre-net type will come on for the Jersey Boys. They run 8:15 to 9 o'clock, and then the Country Hams, which is the group that I'm actually talk with, is all from 9 to whenever they finish getting through the roll call there.
Comes in the Jersey Boys. Never heard of that before.
This has got a net logger online along with a web page and everything. You can look them up. But a bunch, good bunch of guys, man. They're scattered around up into New Jersey, Pennsylvania, some out in Iowa, and Indiana, over in Mississippi, Florida, all over the area. So my NBIS covers the area pretty well, so that's the reason I put it up. W4MKH for ID.
Yeah, that's how it is with us. The guys are all over the states, you know, and some we hear good, some we don't. And as time goes on, you know, within a half hour, you may hear some better than others, you know. It's just, but it's not a formal anything. It's just, you want to say something, you jump in there. We may change topics, you know.
The Country Hams and all are a little bit more formal than that. The net kicks it off, control kicks it off, and then we just pass it from one guy to the next to say our stuff. Like everybody else on HF, it's weather reports kind of junk. But then we'll do a 73 round, and then we're out of there.
I can't sit still long enough to do one of those. I'm a hit and miss kind of guy, you know, like our guys are. But yeah, I can't do a round table type thing. You have to wait a long time.
It does take a long. It usually runs about 40 minutes. There's usually anywhere from about 15 to 25 guys in there. And we've got here in North Carolina, we've got one here, one over in Husky, one over in Indian Trails or Indian Pines or something like that. We got about 3 or 4 guys here in North Carolina and 1 or 2 in South Carolina.
We do have a couple that are close like that. One of them is in Easley. He's not but about 7 or 8 miles from me here. Kind of like Gary is. I don't think he's far either. But, yeah, sometimes we have a little trouble with each other. You know, the ground wave works, but sometimes we're bouncing over each other. You know, it's hard to hear each other.
Yeah, we've got the Wednesday net controller. Mike is down there in Seneca area. N4MLC, I believe it is. I know the MLC part, but in the 4, but I think its prefix is N4. He and I sometimes are really good, and sometimes we're out over top of each other, so it makes it a little bit hard.
Go ahead, Fred.
I'm so clutchy in the morning, can't hold a microphone. Hey, let's see, KD4FDIW4FCM. Son, you there yet? Not yet. I'll listen along, W4FCM.
But, yeah, just holler at him anytime you want. You have to wait so long. Just holler at him in a couple of minutes.
I don't want to be rude. You guys talking. Enjoy hearing you. You're here first, so I'll just wait till he gets up, and I eventually will. And I'll take my shower after we talk, W4FCM.
What is his name?
Jonathan. Jonathan Cameron. Got my middle name. And only son of one of four children, W4FCM.
I'll holler for him or you, either one, in case y'all are out there waiting, you know.
Maybe all you guys are talking first, so I just listen. So dance around. Joint pains don't hurt too much when you get old if you keep moving, so I keep moving that morning, W4FCM.
First thing doesn't matter. You in here anytime you want. You come in here, you're not being rude. You anytime you want, you just jump in here in the middle.
Yeah, I think it's cool that you talk to your boy in the mornings like that on the radio. None of my kids are interested.
Some time ago she was getting interested in code, but then she lost it.
W4FCM, KD4FDI.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. Hey, morning, son. Love you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
What you doing today? You guys going out to eat?
Oh, yeah. We've done all the taco stuff, so probably the cheese place up there, the chicken place, Tropical Chicken. Yeah, that or Cheesecake Factory. Make decisions which gun to wear. Have to go through the one, see which one. And I'm good to hear you. And the guy's kindly, Paul said, call your son. So, morning and thanks for being there.
Yeah, we'll probably go to Mr. Cactus tonight over at Easley, so it's always a good eat. So, yeah, well, if you go to Cheesecake Factory, they might have those samosas there as an appetizer. They used to have those. They're really good.
Boy, I had those in Swaziland, samosas. I said, make them hot as you can. Whoa, they made the hottest samosas over there. Hey, well, thanks, man. Enjoy your greet out. Be careful today. It's cold. It's 60 next Wednesday, so I'm ready for the 60s.
Not much is heating up. So we need it though. It's be good to work outside and have a little bit warmer and a little bit easier on the equipment and stuff. And the ground's not so hard. So, but yeah, that sounds good. So I was talking to a friend yesterday. He has chickens and they lay in the wintertime because he has a heat lamp in there.
I have a friend puts a light in and the light triggers enough of the hormone to they lay all winter, but we're not going to run a light out there, and we don't get any eggs at all until days get a little longer and weather gets a little warmer. People do it, though, and get them all winter long, but we don't. We give them a time off.
Good. So, yeah, he said sometimes he has them free range, so they'll drop them off on the front porch for him. So, I was joking with him, said they're DoorDash chickens.
Yeah. Hey, the bird brings out free range in one day. Went out and had a headless chicken. With a body lying there, the head was gone. I picked up the body, put it up on the dump cart, came back, the body was gone. Some big old hawk or owl, I should wish it was, enjoyed chicken for breakfast that morning, so no more free ranging.
Owl dog, I think killed one of them or something like that, so, and he's had other critters and stuff, obviously, try to get up there, but he, you know, he does the bird netting stuff now to prevent that.
Up to today. Shower, get dressed, and watch your patrols at 12:05 tonight. And go out to eat. And enjoy the day.
No plans. So good stuff. Yeah, well, I'm just gonna probably take it easy and probably take it off today and start back Monday. So we have a good bit of work to do next week. But anyways, well, thanks for checking in. I'll let the guys get back to talking. And nice talking to you. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, y'all go to tell you about getting on, but love you. And it's 80 game cracks, made 5 today. LSU, we were scheduled to be college game day, second time in history. But they had snow in Louisiana and rescheduled. So it's only ESPN, but won't be college game day. Thanks, guys, for letting us talk. W4 Fox Charlie Mike, going to head to the Shire here.
Fred, you and Jonathan, go ahead and talk a little bit. I'm not doing anything but just riding around in this recliner.
I think he was pretty much done, but I appreciate that. So we'll be careful eating out Mr. Cactus. And yeah, the chicken place is good. Tropical with chicken. I get the bowl. Not a lot of variety, but it's fine. I may go treat myself, get me some chicken livers. Here, Carolina, fine food. Your mother hates the smell of them, but I eat a whole thing of chicken liver some days.
Once in a while, Jonathan.
What?
He checked out.
Let's have, let's see, hit a bundle on his microphone, but happens every now and then. Hey, thanks again, guys. You're very kind of you. And W4 Fox, Charlie Mike. Sony Vegas. All right.
Guys in there. N4AZE.
KO4HK.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Very kind. W4FCM. Heading to the hot water.
Chicken livers.
Hey, Swazian in 6 years, and you have to hear the stories of what I eat over there. Chicken livers are gourmet after eating what I eat there. Long story. Those kind of stories on Facebook, Fred Maxwell. Yeah. I told my daughter, she was, Christina, pray, Dad, keep this stuff down. She closed her eyes. She was praying so hard, and I took the first bite of the stomach, had sand in it. And I gagged a little bit and said, come on, God, we can do better than this. Went to the stomach, and it wasn't cleaned, and a big, fat, swazzy lady saw me, came over, held her hand, played out, and said, Zini, please, could I have some of yours? I yelled, yeah, Bo, way too loud. It means, yes. Boy, I gave her the biggest, even plate of stomach and intestine you've ever seen. And the Swazi started singing and dancing, running in circles. The white man ate the African food. The white man gave the food away. All right, guys, don't get me going about stories here. W4FCM. Over there, he had Swazi friends, Iso, and had a daughter born over there. 6 years in Swaziland, Africa. So my name is Flavanisa. Bring together. Yeah, I gotta get out of here and get insurance. So thanks, guys, so much. W4FCM sign.
Get yourself cleaned up. We'll catch you probably tomorrow.
W4MKH.
No, I'm still here, Marshal.
K4RM Mobile.
You got Marshall and Dude with us.
Good friend, K4RM Mobile. I'm headed into work. Downtown Greenville, it's pretty chilly this morning.
I'm 4AZE.
Somebody said something about work. Word. Well, unfortunately, I'm still involved in it. but that's the luck of the draw. Hope y'all are doing well.
Here, Fred. I hope you are.
Just trying to get through the cold snap. It was really cold up on the mountain earlier this week. I had somebody check out the place for me. Had everything winterized, but I still had somebody check it out. But so far, no damage over.
Well, I ask if you had any frozen pipes or any damage up there from this cold snap.
Everything, I got heat, you know, in all three locations, the pump house, the cottage, and the main house. So, as long as that keeps going, I got a whole house generator on the main house. And as long as all that works, I'm in good shape.
Well, that's good to hear. You going to come up this weekend, or are you working all weekend?
To the mountain this weekend. Back, I got something else to do. I'm not working. We got a family thing we got to go to Saturday. A niece's birthday. So that'll tie up most of Saturday. But can't make it this weekend. Probably the next weekend.
I was just wondering if you were going to be up here competing in Winter Field Day.
Put that one in the schedule. Go ahead. One of the others pick it up.
I'll check out. I'm going to run up to the house and CHF for a few minutes. They all the guy that talked to me a little while. Fred, good to hear you. Good to meet you in there. Name here is Dude. I'm in Easley. But I'll catch you guys later on, Patrick, maybe throughout the day or something. And Marshall. He's out there. Catch you later, too. See you guys in 4AZE.
Dude, tell Vicky we said hello. KO4HKX.
You and Vicky have a great day. W4MKH.
This is Fred. I live about halfway between Piedmont and Easley, so I'm not far from you. Take care. This is K4RM Mobile.
K4AZE.
Time for me to bail out of here this morning also. Got to get a couple things done for go over to the campground for Winterfield Day this year. Y'all have to be careful out there, and Marshall, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, 73 there to you. Like I said, if wife wakes up feeling okay tomorrow morning, we'll be up about 11 to 11:30 somewhere in there. And be nice to put eyeballs on you. I've seen you in the Zoom call, but that's been it.
Talk later, K4RM.
You be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Where are you? This is Fred, K4RM Mobile.
Nice to meet you. I'm over here in the extreme eastern part of Polk County, about 6 miles north of the South Carolina state line and about a mile away from Rutherford County, about halfway between Columbus and Forest City.
So I'm kind of familiar with that area. Do you check into the 610 net?
I should. I really need to make a habit of that, but I'm usually in there at least once a week.
I heard you on before. I used to check in regular. I don't as much anymore because I do a lot of, I do mostly HF stuff at night, do a lot of FDA and some voice, but good to meet you. And I live down in Piedmont, South Carolina. I work in downtown Greenville, which is where I'm headed now. Got a mountain place up on the mountain in near Rosman, up there near Patrick, over.
When you checked in, I went over and looked at the QRZ page. I'm still trying to figure out who everybody is up here somewhat. We've been in this house, April will be 2 years now. We moved up from Florida in 2022. Still have the house down there in Jacksonville. So, like I said, I need to learn how to winterize. One of the things I found to come in handy was to put a weather station in up here. So when I'm in Florida, at least I can check the weather and know what's going on.
I've got a neighbor up there on the mountain. Actually, I have two neighbors that have weather stations. They're real close to me, one on one side and one on the other side, and I can check into both of their stations and get a read on, you know, what the temperature is, what the wind speed is, that kind of thing.
With my own, though, because there's none that close to me. Yeah, I'm still trying to learn, even with me here. That's the best thing I do. We went to Florida in, for Christmas for 2 weeks, and we had to let the water drip the whole time because I wasn't sure what was going to happen with the weather. So it'd be nice to figure a good way to winterize it for a couple of months if I'm gone that long.
Always a battle to try to figure out what's right on that. And some years back, I didn't winterize properly, and I had bursted pipes, so that's not fun to go through.
And when I was in Florida, I didn't have those kind of issues. So it's still kind of new to me. We're in a gated community here. None of the lots are smaller than 2 acres. I've got 4 acres here, most of it wooded. And, you know, the septic tank thing, the well and all that stuff is all new to me.
Well, you'll get there eventually. Well, it's good to meet you, Marshall. I just pulled up at the office. I'm going to have to bid you a good day. You take care. I hope to talk to you again. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. Fred, I'll be out on yours.
Phil, sorry that you have to work out there, but you enjoy it and stay safe. K4RM, W4MKH, back to monitoring.